It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, we've got Whitechapel frontman Phil Bozeman with us. How are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
Doing well. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're here to celebrate the release of the new album, Kin. And Phil, family is clearly important to you and it impacts your music. What's significant about the overall meaning behind the title of the new album, Kin?
Well, of course, the family aspect of it, but the basis of the album is me and my evil persona, which we are related, so therefore we are kin as well. But it's also, the word kin is kind of like a southern word for relatives or whatever. And also, again, it has to do with family and also has to do with me and my evil persona, which is obviously my relative as well.
Phil Bozeman with us. The new Whitechapel record is called Kin. Here's a tune from it, Orphan, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Phil Bozeman of Whitechapel is my guest on the show this week. And Phil, trauma can define a person's identity without them even knowing it. How will people identifying with a song like Lost Boy in turn be healing for you?
Just the word or the phrase itself, a lot of people can relate with that just because, a lot of people are lost within the world. They don't know who they are or what they're supposed to do. It's a very open-ended song title, because you can kind of take it for how you want it, but obviously it has a certain specific meaning within the story I'm trying to tell in the album. But it also holds that the value of being able to kind of look at it in your own way.
Phil Bozeman with us again. The new Whitechapel record is called Kin and it's out now. Still to come tonight, music from Pantera, Motorhead, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Up next, music from Anthrax, plus we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, and more. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Whitechapel frontman Phil Bozeman on the show with us, and we're talking about the band's new record, Kin. And the record is a further continuation of broadening musical parameters that started with the last album. What makes you comfortable and at the same time uncomfortable about widening your musical scope?
I just feel like being pigeonholed into a certain genre. Of course, we have our basic genres like metal, rock, hip-hop, pop, country, and whatnot, which is, totally understandable. But as far as when the subgenres come into play, it starts to get a little bit too dicey for me. And, of course, we enjoy writing the heavy stuff, but we have so many more types of music that we enjoy and that we want to dive into, and we're not very worried about us doing it if it's okay, like within the general public and whatnot. We just want to be able to write whatever we want to write. We want to be able to write a heavy song, a aggressive song, and then maybe write a non-aggressive song, and just people listen to it for the music and not the name that it's tied to.
Phil Bozeman of Whitechapel with us coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Iron Maiden, Motorhead, and more with Phil from Whitechapel. It's Full Metal Jackie, Phil Bozeman of Whitechapel with us. We're talking about the new album, Kin. And Phil, music is a storytelling medium. Who are your biggest non-musical influences when it comes to the structure and pace of telling a story?
Non-musical influences, that's a pretty difficult one to narrow down. I've had my influences as far as, I've had actors influence me. Like Jim Carrey, he's like one of my favorite actors of all time. As far as how he would influence me as far as music goes, I guess he would, just because Cannibal Corpse was on his movie in Ace Ventura 1. So that would be a musical way that he did influence me. But as far as like a non-musical one, I would say someone like him, probably, just with like personality wise and how he uses his humor and just his overall demeanor is just like exactly what I look for in like comedy.
Whitechapel's new record, Kin, is out now. Phil Bozeman of Whitechapel with us. Coming up next, a new tune from Code Orange, plus the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Full Metal Metal Jackie, we've got Phil Bozeman from Whitechapel on the show with us. We're talking about the band's new record, Kin, which is out now. And drummer Alex Rudinger was already touring with Whitechapel before officially joining the band. What did you learn about his ability in a studio setting that wasn't obvious on stage?
Well, he's obviously a very precise drummer. He's very, very disciplined in his craft. But as far as like the main focus we were wondering about was his writing ability, because we knew his playing was not going to be an issue. It's it just depends on how well you write, and because that's completely different than just playing songs. And I mean, he exceeded our expectations, and of course, him as a person, all that is just, that's a big indicator whether we want someone to be a full-time person or a part of the band or whatever. And he just fits all the categories perfectly. So all in all, it's just a perfect fit for us.
Phil Bozeman from Whitechapel with us. Pick up the new Whitechapel record. It's called Kin. It's out now. Phil, really great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
It's Full Metal Jackie. So excited about that Iron Maiden tour next year. We'll have music from Iron Maiden and more after this.